You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast. Continuing our interviews from 3GSM, Rafe Blanford caught up with the company of Abaxia and their spokesman, Domenico Suras. He started off by asking them what was their main application for Symbian.
I mean, our main core application is basically the mobile portal, which is the orange home screen application, or we call it now the mobile desktop, which is actually an application which is more based on the user experience. It's a kind of new experience, and also for the operator, as it is a branding application. And this application today is cross-platform, so we have it on multi-platform developed, but having one common experience, independent from the platform that the device is using. And this is one of the core applications of Abaxia,
we can say. And that's been used on a lot of the Orange
exactly. And now,
I think in all their European countries.
Eight or nine countries, yes, are taking this. Actually, it's all the signature products from Orange that is taking this, because not all Orange devices are signatures.
Because the obvious question for that is, why do you feel that you can do something better than the sort of standard interface? Because you're probably aware that there's been a fair amount of criticism, especially on S60, where it's had more of an impact than perhaps on Windows Mobile, where it was, you've implemented, as my understanding is, on Windows Mobile, you've implemented it as a standard home screen with this XML technology. Is that correct?
Well, also in the Symbian, I mean, on the new generation, like from the 2.9, 2.0, it has been a plug-in.
Follow up on your, because before it was sort of a custom application.
It's an application
sort of
that was
over the idle screen.
Exactly.
And are you now starting to use the S60 sort of XML plugin architecture?
No, the Active Idle framework.
The Active Idle framework on sort of third edition.
Exactly.
Feature pack one.
Exactly.
So that added
exactly. Well, just one question. I mean, one answer to your question would be, today what the operator is looking is, among different devices and different platforms, he's looking for one experience. So you cannot, like, the operator cannot promote its brand saying that, okay, I have just this niche of devices, which is the S60s, and I will take the S16 experience. And then I have the Windows Mobile, and I will take this. No, the operator is here to promote its brand, like Vodafone is doing and has done and maybe failed partly. But Orange is doing this with its home screen or this toolbar and trying to communicate or educate all its users throughout this navigation. And you will see that all the different services are linked throughout this. So it's not that we're trying to reinvent the whole user experience, but it's just an entry point to all Orange services where the user will feel comfortable. Because, you know, there are two parts. There's the mass consumers and the elitists where, you know, they're trying to tweak and so on. So you have to differentiate, and the percentage ratio is different.
And given that you're basically it's user experience a specialist, how much input do you have into it, and how much is it sort of Orange's decision over the sort of design and things like that? And then do you get involved in decisions about whether it's going to be able to be turned off? I mean, the first version you couldn't turn off, subsequent versions you've been able to switch off.
Of course. I mean, we have a visibility on the next two versions of the home screens today. So we're working hand in hand with Orange, for example, the one that you named, but also with other operators trying to define different specifications around this idle screen. And but it's a two sides work, because from one side the operator is bringing some statistics, some relevant data that they are getting from the users, and we're bringing the technological side.
What we can do on experience and having done it before
multiple platform, whereas one handset manufacturer is bringing only just from one platform. We can just abstract this and have one layer. This is where our added value.
So for an operator like Orange, it begs the question with the operator Orange, they've just signed an agreement with S60 to create a product toolkit around the S60 as an add-on for Orange. Is that something that you're involved with? involved with? Are you talking about this Orange container? Yeah.
We are the initial starters with Orange about this.
Right, so, and that's very much driving, reducing the time to market, presumably.
Exactly.
Especially for integration with the S60 platform.
Yes.
Therefore, at least a better overall experience, or at least that's the aim.
That's correct. Not only for S60, there's also the same project for Windows and also Linux, which ALP has been selected.
Yeah. And has your experience been positive with that in terms of, because it's another partner that you've then got to work with, and that tends to make things more complex?
Well, actually today, I mean, if you take Nokia, Nokia is trying to, they have created this new department or this new company called S60. So it's kind of like Nokia is today a hardware manufacturer. But we can see that it has much influence on S60 and all the decisions. But you will see that S60 is going to be like Microsoft and kind of open and customizable OS that is going to be licensed to different handset manufacturers other than Nokia.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, that's their dream.
Yeah.
And I hope it's going to be. I mean, LG is coming and other handset manufacturers.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So this complementary, what they call, Nokia is calling this complementary SDK, which is facilitating operators to customize a little bit more in-depth than the normal SDK, using the normal SDK.
That's interesting to hear.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's something that's, in one sense for you, it adds another layer of complication, but it also opens up, I would have thought, quite a few more possibilities.
Exactly.
And you're able to interact with the sort of lower down the software.
Exactly.
Software chain.
Exactly.
So, I mean, thus far you've been Orange is where I have the experience, and I think it's where you've done most of the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's been mainly focused on just launching applications or launching web links to go into Orange services. Mm-hmm. Do you see that you can do anything more to kind of create a more interactive experience in that sort of home screen?
Okay.
Because at the moment it's kind of
one-dimensional. Of course, I cannot disclose everything, but I'm just going to give you a little bit some trends on how Orange is seeing its future of home screens. Today, we, as you said, it's more like a launcher, so you have like shortcuts. Then you have access to direct links in the server, which is something that should not be neglected. You know, it's something that is very precious for the operator because it generates lots of RPU from there.
Yeah.
And the second is also interacting with phone services, so offline services, such as like all the log events, telephone log events, all the messaging and calendar. And now more and more, Orange is also pushing its interactivity with different online services. So maybe you will see some different news feeders appearing on the first screen. So there will be some interactivity with the user. But everything will be in a controlled sphere.
Right.
But, you know, this operator view is this.
But it's something you do see as developing into a sort of more dynamic, interactive thing with these are internet devices that are always on, and therefore there's sort of possibilities there. Because it's more like a traditional PDA launcher thus far, and there's sort of, hasn't necessarily exploited the full potential of mobile. Presumably that's something you're always looking at with all your partners.
Yes.
And looking to innovate. And
yeah, of
obviously
course.
Obviously, you can only talk about it when it's launched.
Yeah, but now it's, I mean, very soon there's going to be the new home screen 2.0. I mean, I can talk about this. It's going to be launched in the, I think it's end of this quarter. And you will see that there are lots of new features, especially on segmentation. There will be different profiling. So
yeah,
simple, multimedia,
sort of
and business.
Three different versions.
Exactly.
Of it now.
And quite interesting features around the address book, also, which will be. I mean, everything is, of course, the advantage or to the interest of the operator. But today, we will have a more, let's say, dynamic home screen than it was in previous versions. And this will go on slowly, step by step, towards a more online home screen.
And. What kind of interests me with the Abaxi approach, it's very much sort of home screen based.
Yeah.
You're seeing some of your competitors are sort of looking more at doing kind of almost a portal approach, and so it's an application on the phone, it's not necessarily the home screen that sort of ties in more depth with a sort of operator portal. I'm sort of thinking of the ones that maybe combine the video feeds coming down. Do you see that as something that's a separate application, or can that be complementary to the home screen approach?
You mean which products?
Well, WeCom, for example, doing something with T-Mobile, where they're sort of effectively creating a portal application where they're pulling down sort of news and services, and they're also bringing in some of the similar phone book information,
yes,
and that kind of thing.
I would see this as complementary, as Abaxi is positioning itself on the first screen, so the idle screen. It's the place where it will show display. So if the operator wants to display something through an application or through a server, yes, the home screen will be here to enable this information.
So it's a very deliberate decision to concentrate on that first screen as the sort of key screen on the mobile device.
Well, I think. I don't know what you think.
It makes sense, certainly. I think that's it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see the home screen too come out. That gives me
very
good background. I mean, I know I've talked to Orange about it, and they've had some interesting feedback on in terms of mixed views. But as you say, their overall has always been very positive, because for the majority of users, it does increase how easy it is to do things and increases their revenue. And at the end of the day, that's what they care about.
Yes, and they don't
tend to mind so much about
these. Well, I think that users also are quite happy and satisfied. As today, I mean, I'm just looking at my sister or my mother. When they're using a mobile phone, it's quite different than how I use it, for example, and I'm sure how you use it. And discovering all the different services and application is something quite hard and tough for a normal Lambda user, you know. So the home screen is here now. We're seeing also other operators going into this path, and I think the idle screen is becoming the next, or maybe this 2007 biggest issue and problematic, to say so, is that you have to aggregate different things, services, applications, into one place. So it should be the entry point.
That brings up the obvious sort of question. There's a limited amount that you're going to be able to fit in to the home screen with your approach in terms of the number of services.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at something like Quix from Zygor, they've sort of taken a different approach in terms of the dial.
Just wait and see.
Sorry?
Wait and see.
Wait and see, fine.
So, don't worry.
Okay.
But Quix, yes. Quix is...
Because it's quite a competitive market.
Yes, of course. It's another access to an information. It's another way of accessing, using different methods.
Exactly the same principles and same reasons.
Exactly.
Okay.
But
fair enough.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Well, yeah.
I mean, because it is a competitive market, and there's... home screen is... third screen, you've got a couple of competitors.
Yes.
Do you think there's anything particular that gives Abaxi advantage over some of the others? I mean, is it the close relationship you've had with Orange over the years has sort of given you more experience working with operators?
Well, I think that it's a mixture of two. You know, you can have from one side the good technologies. I've seen also good companies that have really good technologies, but it's also a time to market, it's a relational,
it's a business relationship.
Yeah. So it's not just about technology, it's also about how you integrate and how you educate the users. Yeah. And that's the operator. And I think the operators are the key.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think that sort of covers the stuff on the home screen. Now, you have to correct me if I'm wrong on this tagging stuff. So this is launched with Orange France.
Today,
And it uses the standard...
2D. Data matrix.
The barcodes.
Yeah.
It's something that Nokia is just starting to introduce into their high-end handsets themselves. So as a long-term strategy, you kind of wonder, are Nokia going to do it themselves rather than operating? I mean, because you're competing against Nokia, and that's almost impossible.
No, you should not say that we're competing. Actually, of course, nobody can compete with big ones such as handset manufacturers like Nokia and so on. But what is today Nokia is bringing with this device, this N-series, is... it's an additional application that is going to maybe enhance some camera features, because today in Asia, if you take Japan or Korea, the barcode feature was used to promote a handset. Because if you had a device that was able to decode the barcode, that means it has a good camera, it has the focus, autofocus, it has macro mode and so on. So it was like in the review, in the specification of the handset device, you would have barcode reader, yes. So it's a feature. So Nokia is in this approach. Nokia today is providing an application that can read all types of barcodes, but is not providing a service.
Right.
We are just providing the service and also the client that will be able to read this service and execute the service.
And it's the service on the back end, so directing people to the correct service or whatever it happens
to be. So Abaxi has created a spin-off called Mobile Tag. It's a company, and the CEO should be around here. And mobiletag.com, and where all the server parts, so the service is handled. And then you have the client, which is today reading 2D metrics that has been accepted by all the French operators, which was one big problem, because you take Japan in the first years,
three different barcodes.
Exactly. Yeah. And now they merged one. So we did all things. The big companies, they don't do this. It's not their job. They're just providing some applications, some features. Nokia has provided many features. They're providing also the video player, real player, but X operator is taking X company for playing its content. So you have to see this balance that when Nokia is...
You sort of have to unify the market a little bit, because that is going to kind of be the follow-up. You have to have that before you can actually get user uptake, because if it only works in a small segment, there's sort of not really a lot of point in doing it. And are you doing anything with Orange to sort of encourage the use of these mobile tags?
I mean, the penetration is so high. Currently in France, of course, we're trying to... I mean, we have set up an ecosystem. On one side, we have the handset manufacturer, which is going to integrate the clients. On the other side, we have the mobile operators, which is standardizing the service, so it can be like multi-operator service, which is something very important, like the SMS, like other services, which are three operator based. And we have the ecosystem, the last part of the ecosystem, which are the print media, where you have all the magazines and all the billboards, companies that are trying to...
It's like a weekly magazine.
Yeah, for example.
Stuff with the films is pretty good, isn't it? New film.
Yes, and then you have like they call this is a
billboard, like a billboard poster campaign.
Right. So or a movie, yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, so get a video trailer.
Yeah, you know the DiCaprio one, the Blood Diamond was good. I think that's featuring it in France in the next few weeks. There's lots of stuff. That's quite cool. That's kind of been the problem from the PR angle. It's big in France. It's really taking off, but it's obviously the UK press.
Well, it was also like a kind of basic objective also from Orange Group to see, you know, let's see what's happening in France, and of course you make it group level. So these are real, you know, it's not printed for the 3GSM. There are tons of the PR is...
It's interesting to see that it's sort of it's obviously reached that threshold in France at which it is starting to take off.
Yeah.
As you said, in the UK there isn't any awareness of it at all.
Not yet, they're just trying to see
it's sort of early days, and I know the operators are starting to talk.
Or maybe they don't want to risk, because UK is a quite important market. You know, if something happens in UK, positive or negative, it's just affects all
the
different
France
markets.
It's kind of an important market, especially for Orange as well. But
you know, it's always a big discussion between France and UK, you know.
Yeah. Great to meet you, and it's interesting to get to some insight on the home screen kind of from the other side, because I hear enough about it from people complaining about it and Orange singing its praises, but sort of get some of the background behind it's very interesting.
Yeah,
very good.
Well, I'm very happy to finally to meet you. I mean,
you've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com, copyright 2006.